Well, a former judge heading the Royal Commission says the existing compensation schemes for survivors of child abuse are not sufficient. Justice Peter McClellan has made it clear he wants a national scheme and that the current system is inherently unfair. Tom Nightingale reports from Melbourne.
Justice Peter McClellan says existing compensation schemes for victims of sexual abuse are not big or broad enough. And he's used a Melbourne speech to an audience of psychiatrists, psychologists and mental health workers to again make the case for a national scheme.
Some state governments and some institutions have previously responded by making redress payments. The Commission has decided that to differing degrees, all previous responses have been inadequate. Apart from lacking effective psychological care, the monetary payments have been available to only a limited group of people and have, in our view, been less than appropriate.
Justice McClellan says compensation varies from state to state. Tasmania has the highest average payout of $30,000. The South Australian government has paid just 85 people at an average of $14,000.
The different state schemes have had inconsistent outcomes, and for that reason, amongst others, fail the test of reasonable fairness. Fairness requires equal justice for all survivors.
The Royal Commission is recommending an average compensation payment of about $65,000. It estimates the total compensation bill would reach $4 billion. Frances Sullivan is with the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Council, which handles its response to past child sexual abuse. He says the church supports a national scheme, despite the huge amount of money it would involve.
On the numbers that have been presented by the Royal Commission, over a 10-year period of running the scheme, it'll cost up to $1 billion for the Catholic Church.
How would you finance it?
Well, as the Catholic Church has made clear all along, it will pay its way. It has already paid in excess of $200 million in its own redress scheme. And it will need to meet its costs either through insurance or through its own assets.
At least one state government, that of South Australia, has indicated they won't support it. Do you think this means the proposal in its current form won't happen?
No, I don't. Of course, there will be argy-bargy about the distribution of who pays what. But as our political leaders, it's not over to premiers to play jurisdictional brinkmanship. The South Australian government has paid very little when it comes to the amount that's gone to victims in its redress scheme. There are a lot more victims in South Australia that need redress than the government has been prepared to pay.
The Royal Commission's suggestion of a national compensation scheme was released by the federal government in September. The opposition leader Bill Shorten backs the idea. A spokesman for the Attorney-General, George Brandis, says the federal government is considering it.
Tom Nightingale reporting.